So, hi everyone, welcome to my talk, welcome to Barebox, and first of all, can all of you raise your hands who ever heard of Barebox? Or, okay, that's quite some. And who use it actually in some projects? Okay, that's more than I thought. Okay, yeah, as I thought, I'm Marco, I'm from Pentatonix, I'm an embedded software developer. Yeah, my tasks are related to kernel, to bootloader, to BSP stuff, graphics stuff, and so on and so on. Most of the time, I contribute my work to upstream, sometimes not. I'm living in the north of Germany. And that's it. And the agenda is just a brief introduction to Barebox, who is not becoming familiar with. And then let's add a new driver, so an example. Then add a new board, so you can see how you can add your own board and upstream it to Barebox, because we always welcome new boards. And then we make a short hands-on. Hopefully we have some time for it. And yeah, okay. Then welcome to Barebox. Barebox started in the 2007 as an patchlet of Ubud, and the patchlet was called Ubud V2. This patchlet was rejected, and then Sasha renamed it and made an official fork of it in 2009. We have monthly releases. We have mainline support in PDX test, and we have mainline support in Buildroot. And we wanted to have mainline support in Yocto and Open Embedded Core. I sent patches just yesterday. You can find the link below or in the slides. Please, any discussion is welcome. And if it's not getting into Open Embedded Core, you can pull it from Meta PDX or Meta Barebox. And okay, we have 330 contributors around, and it sounds not that much, but we are living. Barebox is living. We have around 1,400 commits per year, and the graph is not that optimal. Ideal, it would be rise all the time, but 1,400, it's not that bad. And we are alive. So let's add a new driver. And what are our design decisions in Barebox? We are coming from Linux, or we don't want to reinvent the wheel the third time or the 10th time. So we are taking the Linux device driver model and stripping it down to a bootloader use case. All the configuration is done via device tree since day one, since we get forked. And device tree and kconfig, some of it, most of it,